We'll continue with Hashem the sugya here on Hey and the Beis of Midrash. Try to finish today and start on Bavel tomorrow, Ho New Gemara. So we have here several shittas brought in the Gemara specifically relating to how much the Shliach has to have seen or heard, as the case may be, how much is required for the Shliach to be able to say this declaration of the Befarim Nechoina. Right. Starting out, we had Rav Achi, the expert on Gittin in his location. He was the most strict, and he said to the Shliach Barhevya that he has to see, the Shliach has to see literally every letter of the get, the entire Ksiva, the entire Chasima. In other words, everything has to be attested to, otherwise it's not a proper fulfillment of the Takana. Then we have Rav Ami, Rav Asi disagreeing. He says, no, you don't need that, and don't even be machmir, because that would be motzilaz on everything that was done before. Apparently, that was not the practice normally, to require that the shliach see everything. How much has to be seen? It doesn't say in the Gemara exactly, but then the next story, or the next amora that weighs in, is Rabbi Bar Chana, who brought a get, where not everything was written in his presence, and Rav Elazar ruled on that, and this is quoted later in the second parak, that it's insufficient if kasa bo shita achas, and he adds the words lishma. So Rav Elazar says shita achas lishma, and Rashi puts that into Rav Ami Rav Asi as well. When they said, you don't need any more than shita achas. What exactly is the significance of shita achas? So here we had a machokas, Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi in the beginning of the second parak, shita achas relates to the main aspects of the get that need lishma. Shema ish, va'isha, v'azman, and stama, you'll have to assume, harayat, v'tesel chaladim, is all part of what is generally inserted in the shita achas. That's the meaning of shita achas. So what you see according to Rashi is that the shliach needs to attest to is that which all that needs lishma he has seen. There may be a din l'chatchila to write the tofes lishma as well, but that's not ma'akev. What's ma'akev is the toreif, and that's what the shliach has to say, and that's what he has to have seen. Tosus learns differently. Tosus learns, according to Tosus, a Shita Rishona is not containing all of that. It's hard to imagine all that goes into crammed into one line. But the answer is whatever is in Shita Rishona is the beginning of the get, and then there's going to be more information that continues on. You don't actually have had to see all of that. You just have to see the beginning part of the get, and then you can assume based on that that it continued to be Lishma afterwards. So this is how Tosus understands Rabbi Elazar. That's the middle Shita in the Gemara, and then Rav Ashi comes and says even beyond that. Rav Ashi says, kan komis al kan gilta, and Rashi has two peyushim on this. One pshat is that it has to do with the preparing of the cloth, the sanding, the cutting of it to size, all of that, or the quill, all of that which is necessary, the hechsher of the writing, the hechsher aksiv, as the Rush puts it. And when that was done, he heard the names that was done, l'shem Ruben, l'shem Leah, l'shma, and that's good enough. He didn't even see the actual writing to be lishma, but he saw the hechsher being lishma, according to this first pshat of Rashi. So the stam of the chiddush of Abashi is the svar that Tosa said just before. In other words, Lamai said there was no ksiva yet. How do you know ksiva was lishma? The answer is if the hechsher of the ksiva was lishma, not that it has to be lishma, but once you heard those words that reflect the kavana lishma, b'shas ha-hechsher, and then the ksiva was done subsequently, you can assume that it continued on the same machshava of lishma. This is according to Rav Ashi within the first pshat of Rashi. And then we noted, just to speak out quickly, so why didn't Rashi already learn that way in Rav Elazar? The way Tosfos learns in Rav Elazar, that's the same svar, that you can just assume from what you have lishma in the beginning, it continued. Rashi is accepting that svar within Rav Ashi. So we suggested that because if that were true, then why would Rav Elazar require it to be shita achas? Rav Elazar should say suffices with just the hechsher. So therefore, Mestama, Rav Elazar felt that that's not good enough, that has to be that you have the edus and all that's necessary for lishma, and that's where Rav Elazar holds. And Rav Ashi adds this other chidush that you could be so mech that it would continue to be lishma afterwards, after the hechsher. The second shot of Rashi is kan komis or kan migilta is the actual sound of the writing of the get. Some of the even have the gear, so kal komis Rashi brings. In other words, there was no ri'i at all. It was just a shmia of that sounding. And obviously there was some mention of the names of the man and the woman, obviously, in connection to that. And that is also good enough. What's not 100% clear in Rashi is, according to the second pshat, and this we didn't stress yesterday, but maybe Nogea today as we go on, does that mean that this hearing of the sounding of the writing, that was the entire get that he heard the sound of? Or was it just also the first beginning? That's already not 100% clear in Rashi. Okay. Now, the one issue hovering over this entire piece of Gemara, the Gemara is going to be a ride to Rav Ashi, and then a little bit of a deal in the Brisa that we'll read on in a little bit. But one issue that all the Rishonim latch onto in this Gemara is the major machokes, how should we pass it? We have Rabba, we have Rava, we have Nafkaminas, right? If your case where you wouldn't have Rabba, say the Rava, so the Nafkamina would never be in that direction, because if you don't have Lishma as a cause for Bifanai, but you have the issue of Edim and Kaimo, you would also have to say Bifanai based on that. Rabba, say the Rava. But the other way around, if you would take care of the issue of Kiyum, right, but you would still have a concern of Lishma, let's say, Ba'osa Medina, right? So what would be then? Should we hold like Rabba that you still need Bifanai because of Lishma, or no? Because you're not Mitakin Bifanai except for the reason of Rava. So, there are numerous indications in this Gemara that it's halacha karabba, right? First of all, why is start from the beginning? Why does Babachi say you have to stay out kolos v'os? So the Ravid is medayik. Seemingly, that's only because of Rava. Otherwise, according to Rava, why would you need kolos v'os? The whole point of the ksiv b'fanei nichta for Rava is why? What's the reason? You don't really need to know that it was written in the Shema. What's the point of the funny nichtav after all? Two words. Asi lechufe. Okay, so you've accomplished that without ko'os vos. So that was one diuk. So some Rishonim actually go that route and say, no, so maybe Rav Achi held like Rava. That doesn't mean we have to hold like Rava. No, they can concede the point within Rav Achi. Or we can start thinking that maybe Rav Achi also requires, even if you hold like Rava and Asi Lechufa, you still have to speak to the issue. We'll see in a minute. But it could be he holds like Rava. But that doesn't say the words of the Shema in his words. It's just that why would it be that he would require kos v'os? It's more logical that would be for Rava than for Rava. Just to take that to the next Amora, right? We have Rav Elazar. Rav Ami Rav Asi didn't say how much, but then Rashi says it's the same as Rav Elazar. And that's Shita Achas Lishma. But the words are clear. The words are Lishma. So within the words itself, you would have the sense that we're talking about the Eidus of Lishma. And it's a Chiddush. It's taking Rabba's Shita and being a little bit more Mekel. In other words, it's sufficient if you just have the Eidus of Lishma on the Shita Achas, be it Rashi's Pshat, which is you captured all the main aspects that need Lishma in the get. That's the Shita Achas, or Tosis Pshat, that you could be Somech based on that. But it says Lishma. So again, it's a ride that we hold like Rabba. And here too, we have to start assuming maybe that's what Rav Elazar holds, but maybe it doesn't mean that we hold halacha that way. We still have Rav Ashi to deal with. Halacha is like Rav Ashi. So it could be Rabban entertains maybe that's why he says the word Lishma. Or we'll start playing with another possibility that really, even within Rava, right, the idea is that the point that you need for the Asur Lechufe is enough, that which is enough for Lishma. That's how you can read the words. Going back to Rav Achi as well, we could have said that even according to Rava, there's a higher standard. Asi lachufe is why they're metakin fanei nechtav. But once they're metakin it, so the Ramban has a few ways to present it. You need an edus gemura, he says, which means an edus on what? On what? On lishma. If lishma is a requirement, then the edus has to be on lishma. So that's why you need kolos v'os. Now, even though the reason for the takana was not for lishma, the reason for the takana for the nichtav was asi lechufe. But what was it that they were metaking that you have to say the extra two words about for the nichtav? They were metaking. They have to be made an edus gemura on that din of lishma, which is a necessity in the get. We wouldn't have been taken before the nichtav for that alone. But once we're taken because of kiyum, we require an edus on lishma, and that therefore we need everything. That's how the Ramban says initially. That is how some other Rishonim also seem to suggest. We once mentioned this, the Tosis written in the second parak, right? That you need to be made on Lishma. Then the Ramban sort of moves away from that and says he starts with Ragu Adi Loma, but then he says maybe even without that, Lemaisa, it has to be Kimat Be'a Chachamim. And therefore they said Bifanei Nichtav was what they required. Therefore you need the entire Ksiva. even if it's not because of Lishma. There was the Tosfos on Daf Gimel that we also referenced in this connection, because Tosfos didn't ask the Kasha on our Gemara, but he asked the Kasha on the Gemara in the second Perek, which is where the Gemara quotes Rav Elazar, that when is it a problem if b'fanin nechtav chetzio, if it's chetzio achro? When is it not a problem if b'fanin nechtav chetzio and b'fanin nechtav kulo, if it's chetzio risha? That's what the Gemara explains based on Rav Elazar. Tosfos brings that and asks, but if the whole reason for v'fanin nechtav ufi rava is why? Is only because asi l'chufei maishna one half from the other. The Tosfos says that the asi l'chufei can only be accomplished, that you won't come to confuse this with kim shtaris beid achad, if you're made on the part of the get that's considered the crux of the get, the ikur part of the get, not the part that's more tafel. That's the sense of Tosfos and Daf Gimel. The Beis Yosef that I mentioned, just to go back to that for a second, seems to me, but just also within Tosfos too, let's just add that. That's why you can work this out for Rava. What about Rava Tosfos Lashon over here? The Mistama Simo Ishma. So what's the, how do you reconcile Tosfos here and Tosfos Daf Gimel? Tosfos Daf Gimel is explained with that you don't need, there's no Lishma. It's just the fact that it's the Iker part of the get. So why does he have to say Lishma over here?
Rather.
Because Tosfos must have thought, get that Rava Elazar himself uses the word Lishma. So he doesn't want to put a dochik into the words of the Gemara. So Rabbi Lazar is saying Shita Achas Lishma because he happens to hold like who?
Rabbi.
Like Rabbi. Fine. But if you want to know, as far as Rabbi is concerned, so it has to be the Shita Achas. It has to be a Chetzio Rishon, the part that's Iker, the beginning. But again, the beginning could be Rov HaTorah. It doesn't have to be the whole Torah, maybe. But that could fit for Rabbi too. That's considered the Iker part of the get because you're made on the Torah, not the Tofes. Does it have to be the entire Torah? Maybe not. Just like it says, Shita Achasir, could be maybe Shema Ish, not Shema Isha, maybe not Shema Zman, but at least you're being made on the Chelk of the Get that's considered integral. But for Rava, that's sufficient, not because of the Lishma, because it's considered to be not Asi L'chufe. But Tosfos happens to look at this Gemara and says, Lishma, so Tosfos says, Mishtam Shema Lishma. So this is Tosfos and the Ramban within the Shita of Rav Achi and within Rav Elazar. Just 2 seconds in the questions. The Beis Yosef, seems to me, he says something sort of in between. Because he says, after quoting Tosfos and Daf Gimel, he takes it a step further. He quotes the Tosfos Daf Gimel, that Iker haget minkam nosvas l'chufei, and then he says, the imkein anu no magamkein. The kashiyiru tzarech sheyir asher kosev l'shma minkam nosa. They didn't get l'chud. V'asikim mishtar shtar z'ed achad. So he says that, the same way Tosfos says that Ches Yerishon is more the crux of the gets, that's where the asik l'chufei is accomplished, that what asik l'chufei is af anu nomar, that when he's made, that he sees l'shma, that they were making the get, that they wrote the get, l'shem, Reuven, l'shem Leah, that makes get different. The Asi L'chufei is accomplished by inserting the inyan of Lishma. Now, notice, is this the same thing as the beginning of the Ramban and the Tosfos Rig, for example? What were they saying? That even for Rava, the Fanin Nichtav is an Eidus on Lishma. Why? Why? Because the halacha is that get needs Lishma. So we wouldn't metakin for that, but once we metakin because of Asi L'chufei, therefore we require an Eidus on that which the get requires inherently by the halacha of Hilchas Get. So it's because of the fact that Lishma is a din and get, and we're metakin for the nechel because of L'chufei, Memela, the takana of Asi L'chufei is to be made on Lishma, which is a din and a get. The Beis Yosef is not saying quite that. He's saying that what accomplishes, that we're not going to confuse it with Kim Shtaris Eid Echad, is the fact that they're doing something you don't do by Kim Shtaris. What are you doing? You're being made that they wrote the get, the shame. Let's say there'll be no din. Let's say Rav Meir. Okay, what does Rav Meir hold about Ksiva Gishma? Do you need the Ksiva Gishma by get? No. But Beis Yosef would still be saying the same thing. But the fact that they're attacking that you have to, that you have to talk about and see that they wrote the get, this shame, ha'ish and ha'isha, that's what makes this different than Kim Shtaris. So it's not because of the halacha of Lishma Baget. Even for a mayor, this would be the same thing. I think that's a shinoi that I wanted to emphasize. I didn't have the lashon in front of me yesterday. That's the Beis Yosef's point within fitting in this shita of Rav Elazar, for example, within Rava. Okay, so these are different variations. I think someone from before Shlomo, then Avi. Yeah.
This Gemara has solved that.
Yeah. The Gemara is quoting Rav Elazar, right? Right. To me, what's the Afan Unoma? Yep. I mean, see, the difference is Tosus Kasha was the Kasha that why would the Mishnah have that halacha and distinguish between the Chesirus and the Acharim? The Beis Yosef is asking the Kasha of the Shonim and Asugya. Why do we require the Shliach to see that the get was written Lishma? Shitachas Lishma, Hakaim and Karab. It's a slightly different Kasha. So after he quotes Tosus, he comes back to answer the Yesh Gedaktik. That's how he starts. The Kasha of why is the Shliach to be made on Lishma? Tosus wasn't asking, why does it have to be made on Lishma? Tos is asking, why does he have to be made on the Chetz Yovisha? Okay, I think that may be the only subtle difference. But again, I don't think that the Beis Yosef Lishma is the Lishma of the Ramban. The Ramban is saying Lishma because the din is that you need Lishma, and that was part of the Takana. Yeah?
Wouldn't the Ramban now say that same Lishma? As the Beit Yosef?
No,
like,
because
for
the Ramban,
there, okay, but if it wasn't there.
For the Ramban, if we hold like a nafkamina would be a Rav Meir. Would this follow for Rav Meir? The Ramban's initial point is that, and the Tosfos read as well later on, is that given that there's a din of Lishma in the get, even though we're normally assuming Stam Lishma, Stam Sefer Big Magmiri, we're not assuming it's Yerol Lishma. We're not a Choshesh of Elaz. But once we're talking because of a Chufay, that the Shiach has to say Befarei Nichtav, so what we're metakin is that the Shiach needs to be made on Lishma, on that which the get was Lishma, which is a halachim get. But Beis Yosef, the Asi L'chufei is accomplished through the fact that you're being made, that the get was for him and for her. That's an unusual thing. Why do you need that? That's what makes us different than Shtar Shtaris. So it's not because of the din lishma of get, that get needs lishma. It's the fact that you are simply, it's like we're creating a new din lishma for the sake of asir chufa, even if it weren't halacha within get itself. That's why I think the nishmos and the Beis Yosef. Yeah, that's it.
For the Ramban, if
asir chufa
requires a need for lishma because it's a din in the get, shouldn't asir chufa have to then
Yehidah
said all
of the
Lishma? Shouldn't
that be? You mean what? Are the halachas of
Bechuber? Shouldn't it be?
I mean, but no, they have to choose something. It's not like Lishma is a bad thing to choose. I mean, it's one halacha they get. So and again, they want Metakin for the sake of that, but the Takana, Befani Nichtav, for a Chufay, so they said, we want you to do something you wouldn't otherwise have to do by Shtar Shtaris, Lakim Shtaris, and that is to be made on Lishma. Okay, so that's the issue. So do you have your Eidus on Lishma, do you not? So that's where you need Shita Achas.
Why would it have to be Lishma then? Why wouldn't it be all the...
I don't know.
That's a fully good...
In a Hanami, okay, I don't know. Maybe the hacker, they felt there's a heck stronger hacker when he talks about Lishma, I don't know. In that regard, Beis Yosef is saying that too. But Beis Yosef is saying it without the halacha of Lishma. Could be, you could add that to the Ramban, maybe. But then the Ramban fell away from that, if you remember. He just made it as just a full Magdeya. You need to be able to say something full. So these are the two shittas so far. Okay, so let's go now to Ravashi. Now here is where, again, Rashi, now it doesn't say in the Gemara the word Lishma here. It says, Kan Kumas HaKam Gilta, I can take the first pshat of Rashi, that the Tikkun HaKumas Tikkun HaKlath. So here you can start thinking, is this halacha of Ravashi based on Rava maybe? And then we can certainly salvage the Shita Sarif, that halacha ke Rava. Or does this also fit within Rava? So the first two Shitas, we can play with the possibilities. Maybe they like Rava, maybe they can also fit with Rava. Ravashi, now Rashi here says what within Shitas Kan Komas? What does Rashi say? Shama kishetiknuhu lishma. So Rashi seems to be, if you were to get the sense of where Rashi is at based on this Gemara, the sense you get from Rashi is that we in fact are going with Shitas Rava through and through. It says Lishma before, Rashi inserts it gratuitously within Ravashi, that what did they hear? They heard the Tikkun Lishma. Lishma. Okay, you can always say, put in, Rava also needs Lishma, but the Pashtus, there's an indication that Rashi in fact holds like Rava. Because even in a different location, in Masechta Yevamos, The Mishnah, there's a Mishnah at the end of the second parak, Daf Chaf Hei, of different cases how, because Achshad, they had to be metaking that you can't marry this woman, that you were involved with saying an Eidus that she should become free to remarry. So it's a problem for you to be the one to marry her. So one case brought is, Hamevi get Medina Sayyam, Daf Chaf Hei, Va'am B'fanechta B'fanechta, Well, Yisras Ishto. You, the Shlech Halacha, says B'fana, you're not allowed to marry that woman who your Eidus was causing her, the heter, to remarry. Says Rashi on that Mishnah, Hamevi get, Medina Sayyam, Sarach Shiyomar, he's giving us background, Sarach Shiyomar, B'fanechta B'fanechtam, B'taima, Meforesh Begitin, Lefishim Bekin Lishma. Lashon Rashi Yivam Eschaf Hei. So, Maisa, it's a good maramakam. If you want to know where does Rashi stand on this major machokas we've shown him, Hilchas HaKerava or Hilchas HaKerava, you do have an indication that Rashi, Hilchas HaKerava, because Rashi doesn't say the other reason, it just gives me the Rabbah's reason. And that will be consistent with the sense that you have Rashi over here. Rashi reads in Ravashi as well the point of Lishma. It's after all, it's interesting, it's striking, because the Ritva, for example, when he reads through the Sugya, so he says, look, Ravachi, he's got to only make sense to Rabba. That's why Ko'os La'os. Rabba Unikos La'os. Rabba Avulazo also says, Shitachas Lishma. But, says the Ritva, the Rif is still correct. Hochasa Kirava, because we get to Ravashi. Ravashi holds like Rabba. Lamais, even Rabba Lazar, he actually shifts with, I'm thinking, even Rabba Lazar, he actually says, this could be Rabba. But then Ravashi, certainly. Ravashi Nami Kirava Svirale. And that's why Kankumis is enough. And then he goes after that, like the Rifli in Halacha, Had the Rabba Rabba Kaimelon Vade Kirava, because of Kiyum, all the Kashas we had, the Rabba Nicha Rabba Kasha, and also he says Rabba Lazar Biravashi. So he goes Rabba Lazar to the Ramban, so Rabba Lazar could be Rabba, and he thought Rabba Lazar is Rabba ready, and Ravashi certainly Kirava Svirale Vche Pasak Harif. This is again, the Rishonim certainly see Rabba Ravashi, many of them, as Rabba. And Rashi, Mami said Lishma, and Rashi in Yivam, says, reason of Rab. Okay, so let's look now more carefully within this pshat of Ravashi. Kan kumis akam megilta. So Tosis makes a comment without much elaboration. Tosis says, Lo dami lesuma de pasal abiget perek sheni. What is Tosis referencing? So Gemara says in Daf Chav Gimel, pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hakol kshim havis aget chutz. Who are the chutz? So the fourth in the list is Summa. Summa is not kosher lavi saget. The Gemara wants to know why not. So the Gemara ends up maskana. The reason is because he's not able to say b'fanai. Hachem ayaskinan elam Rav Yosef hachem ayaskinan b'chutz laretz. We're talking chutz laretz, and there's a takana b'fanai. The boy lehem b'fanai alch minachdam v'lo mafsi l'meima. So Tosis is bothered by an obvious question. Why is it lo matzi l'meimar? Here we see, according to Ravashi, that the shliach l'olacha need not actually see the ksiva saget. He can. It's efficient if what? If he heard, what did he hear? He heard the tikkun haklaf, that's how Rashi has in the first pshat. Let's go to the first pshat of Rashi. And he overheard him saying, Shem Ruben, Shem Leah, and the tikkun haklaf. So what's the problem? Why can't a Summa say b'fanai? So Tosis lo dami, without any kind of explanation. What's the distinction? So let's leave the Maram on the side. Maram said something initially, but then we had some difficulty with it. Then he quotes the Rosh. The Rosh says two things. The first thing he doesn't attribute to Tosis, because Tosis is too sussim in Tosis to say such a pshat. But the Rosh says that even when you go with the Eidus, that he heard the Tikkun HaKumas V'Akraf, there had to be some element of vision as well. Namely, what did the Shliach also have to see? He had to see B'Tzvias Ayin, he had to take a picture in his mind's eye of what this Kraf looks like. Otherwise, how do you know what was given later is that which was prepared with Shema? He heard the Shema about some kind of a cutting and a sanding or whatever and a quilt. But meanwhile, what's afterwards? Afterwards, the get is given, he's bringing this get. How do you know this is the get that you're bringing was the one that they were working on? So you have to assume there was a Tfias Ayin, and therefore you have to assume that he could see.
I thought it was in Rashi, not that it was Tfias Ayin.
No, no. So in the Hanami, he says that's not Tosfos. Right? That's the Rush. No, that's the Rush himself. Why it's Lo Dami L'Suma. Right, but then he quotes, right, to say a death pshat on Tosfos does not sound right. Tosfos is, that's not a Lo Dami. Then it's like Pashit, like it's not just, well, that means I hear, but there's a distinction. Yeah, you have to see. You have to see for the Tzvi HaZayin. Like, so, like, what's the Shachas? Of course, the Summa can't say before him because he's missing the Tzvi HaZayin. It's like too much missing in Tosfos to say Tosfos meant like that. But the Rush does suggest such a pshat, and according to that, the enough gemina that within Rav Ashi's teretz, you also need the hecker that he had to have noticed it and be able to say that was the one. According to the, but if I was in a Rush, in a Hanami, you don't even need that. You can assume, safely assume that what was given but to him and what he went and brought was the thing that he heard them preparing before. So then what about Suma? Why can't the Suma say? So the Rush says this word called Merzi Keshikra. Namely, that when the word, the takana, let's see again the words of the Rush in the second pshat, when he brings from Tosfos. Simon Gimel. Okay, after bringing the point that Suma can't do it because he can't have the TSI in, he says, Avo Hatosis Kustri. This is what Tosis says. She'enga Hakshir Suma al Yidei Kan Komisa Mishum de Nearest Shakran Im Yom Bifani Nechtan. It appears like he's lying. Because what is he really, how is he able to say it? Because he heard. He heard the chasimah, and he's finding nechtam, the equivalent of that is the hearing of the preparation of the everything, and the Edom and everybody else. He heard it being prepared in the Shema, and then there was, he's finding nechtam. So it's near a chakra. He's finding nechtam. You can't see it. How could you say finding nechtam? No, let him say a more precise language that's not Merzi Keshikra. The Im Yom Shamati Kan Komisa. So let him use a different language. I heard Kan Komisa. Which is, again, that's what a Shliach is able to just to do that. Einu Moel, the Be'inan Sheyomar Beloshin Shetiktu Chachamim Kedeprishis Le'el. You need to use the language used by the Chachamim that they were Metakein, the Madeya, the Adanu Einu Moel Le'Rav. Just to explain, what does he mean by Yadanu? What does he really mean? It means Yadati. This is the Tosfos Daf they changed it to. Okay. Yadanu means the Shluchim D'Alma. That's a Yadanu. This is Tosfos Daf Gimel. That Yadati doesn't work. Even though Yadati seemingly should be enough, what you need to know is that you recognize the Chasimos. But Yadati doesn't work. So a second. So just like Yadati doesn't work, says the Rush, what else doesn't work? Shamati doesn't work. And what do you explain this to? Let's understand better. Why doesn't Yadati work, Rav Osei? Maybe you're asking this. Why doesn't Yadati work? So you tell me, what does Tosfos say?
It's not really
sure. No, those who didn't learn, I understand. But remember that. Yeah, what does Tosfos say? What does Yadati?
They don't feel the same.
There's no Medak Daik. Medak, when you say the funai nechtam, that is where you feel you're going on the line and you're going to look bad if you're lying, and that's where we don't say those words out of your mouth unless you are confident and you really did your research, and that's why we trust you. Yadati doesn't have that same Medak Daik going for it, and therefore there was no nemanus assigned for Yadati. Now, I ask you, when the Rush is making a comparison, Yadati doesn't work, Shamati can't work either. Does the Rush mean, how did you learn up the Rush? Does the Rush mean that Shamati doesn't work for the same reason that Yadati doesn't work? In other words, that the Medak Daik is only saying, Befanai Nechta. But to say anything else, you can fudge it. You don't feel as inhibited. You'll say it, and it's not a medak daik. Is that what the Rush means? It's not what it sounds like in the Lashon Rush. What is the problem with shamati? For the it's not the matbeya. So what is the Rush bringing in this yadati not helping? What does that have to do with it? The point is the matbeya. If yadati would have worked, then what does that show me? There's no matbeah, hard, fast matbeah to say b'fana. You can say yadati also. You say yadati, you can say shamati, as long as you get the point across. But in as much as yadati doesn't work. Now, why doesn't yadati work? As we said, because you're not made it die. So, Mimego, what do you see? That the Chachamim were very rigid about the Lashon that you have to say b'fana. Because they disqualified yadati. Why? Because it's not made it die. But meanwhile, what do I see? that you can't use fluid language. You have to say the finite. So the idea for shamati can't work either. That's what the Rosh Hashanah means. That's what the Rosh and the Rosh is mash. What I was trying to yesterday, I was a little bit troubled by the Rosh. So look, what about a regular person who's not a Shema? He says Bifanai, but he only heard it. So why is not called Merci Kishakran? So, the guy tiny back, I think you're right. At the end, that's what the Rosh has to mean. That the words themselves, it's not a sheker to say Bifanai based on Shamati. Inherently, it's not a sheker. For you, it's not a problem. But it's Merci Kishakran. Why? Because the words still have their literal meaning, the more narrow meaning. So it's okay for me to say it, even if it's in a looser sense, but in terms of the perception, so as long as if people could think what they want, they hear a regular person say, Bafana, let them think that he actually saw it, but really he only heard it. Okay, Nishka Ferach, because there's nothing inherently problematic about the fact that he could have seen it, and he could say, I saw it written because he heard it. That's equivalent. But a Summa who couldn't see it, and he says, Bifanai Nechta, Bifanai Nechta. That's Merci Kishakran. It's still a chidush to me in Merci Kishakran, you know, Maisa. But that's what the Rosh is saying. That's going to be startling for people, that he's saying something that it doesn't look right. It doesn't sound right. Yeah?
So two things, Rabbi. According to that, I was trying to say that yesterday, but doesn't it come out really the opposite? That the whole point is that if people are going to be misled, so then it's much more misleading if you have two different interpretations of what the words mean. But if someone's blind and they say Bifanai, so then there's only one thing that can mean. So then,
right. So I don't think it's about being misled. I don't think it's about being misled. It doesn't seem to be that. Merci Kishakran, you have to define it more carefully. And I don't know if this fits. I don't know how literal the expression is in terms of where we find it elsewhere. The Gemara's cases, you're not supposed to, sign the document before the transaction happened. Merci Kishikra. I don't know what the Rosh means, those kinds of examples. I don't know that that's what it is. It sounds like it's more, he's Machadish his own Svara here. Like he's using Merci. That's why it's interesting. It's not a classic Merci Kishikra. I mean, to that extent, it would be all the time. And your point is also well taken. By Summa, they would understand it has to mean something other than literal, and everyone else, Elamai, what does he mean? So what do you think, Benio? Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it's about tricking days, then. It seems right. Like Mexican shikr sounds like people who are looking, they're going to say, look, you don't have to see the get. You don't have to see, because there's a blind person who just brought the get. But for the other people, even if Maker Adin, it's okay to hear it.
Someone said, you don't have to see the get, so how can you sit in front of the
Maker? No, Maker Adin, you can hear it. Hear the Kan Kamusa, Maker Adin, okay, but for Summa because bringing it, they're people who are watching are going to see. I'm thinking about it also, like an Asi Lachlufe.
Yeah.
People are going to see it, and they're going to say, look, you don't have to see the get being signed, but Summa even brought it.
Nefi Shikwa is the fact that he says the words the Fanai, Nechtar.
Right. So, or maybe the only thing to get is possible because it's, how could it have been that he's.
But again, you're not reading too much in the Rosh. That's the big thing to get about. Now, Click and Shakra. Was it Nirik and Shakra?
Nir Shakra.
It sounds like you just cast a pall over the whole institution. It's like when you say something that something seems off. That's the Hargasha I get reading the Rosh. Something seems off in the way it's being done. I think it's a local svara. It's not the svara Merci Kishikra like you find in other situations. It's something seems off. Like he's saying Nechtam, it can't be. Everywhere else, as long as it passes the test, we understand that it's good enough to be Shomea. And you can say Bifanai. That's no problem. The Sheker inherently it's not. But there's nothing here that's going to seem like something is not adding up. You're tying this. Berknov says, no, but people can be lumped and they realize, oh, but he's a Summa. So Bifanai means, okay, still Merci. But Maisa, you hear those words, you know you can't see, that doesn't look right. That's the Vort. That's what the Rosh is saying.
Two other really good points. Debbie said that Yadati Svar, I'm not sure I'm understanding the deal. It sounds like from if he really holds that Yadati would have worked if it weren't for that issue, so then right. It sounds the opposite, that it's okay if it wasn't. Yadati did give me the diet.
If Yadati had made a diet, then the word is this, then it comes out that Yadati would work. If Yadati would work, Shamati would work too. Then you don't have, then there's no halacha that the Madbeah has to be exactly in this lashon of the fun. That's what the Rosh would mean.
Rather than doesn't if work. Yadat, so
no, that's exactly right. So since Yadati doesn't work, because it's made not made back. So now we know that the Fanai is Dafka, that they needed the Nusach to be the Fanai. So now, if the Nusach is the Fanai, then the Suma is out of luck. He can't say the Fanai.
It's not because of the Yadati.
That's right. And I don't think the Rosh means that the Chasarn of Yadati is also Chasarn in Shemati. I think that it's just that it's a proof that you need to use the words Befanai, because Yadati, we know, doesn't work for its own reasons. That's how I'm reading it. Because Yadati, you hear? Yeah. Because of its own reasons, Yadati doesn't work. Therefore, Befanai is the only Nusach that is sacred that can be used. And therefore Shamati won't work. And therefore, there'll be Merzik Yishikra, but Merzik Yishakran when he says Befanai by Asuma.
And the last thing, just it says Nir Shakran in Yomar Befanai Nechtam. Is there anything? I know we might go talk about that now.
Yeah. I mean, Lamai said the Rosh is not distinguishing, otherwise there'd be no kasha, as we'll see in a minute. So why do you say Nechtam? I don't know.
Could be that he's actually saying that it should be a chakra in terms of the chasimos, be different than the ksiva?
I don't see why it should be different. I don't know. Yeah. Daniel?
It seems like he's saying within this taich of Yadati, the reason why he mentioned it, because we're leaving the takana b'fanai, like the whole. So. That's true. It sounds like two sumas who bring the get would be good.
Two
sumas that would bring the get. We don't have to say befanai.
Ah, like same should be.
Sounds like they'd be fine, but that's not
true. Well, that's the issue of Rabbi Rav and Nusdu Shchicha and all of that.
But the Gemara, the Mishnah said before, so just assume it should be
again.
No, the Gemara says you can't.
If it's no befanai, if there's no chasam befanai, what is the Gemara Chav Gimel? What?
It's only chasam.
So chasdash, yes. So just like Eretz Yisrael, he's saying, "Well, bishneim shevi'u by
Suma." It's only not allowed because he's saying.
Chur, the same Eretz Yisrael. Chur should come out that way. If the same Eretz Yisrael, they can be a shliach. They can be a shliach. They're two shluchim. They don't need to say the funai. But how you midak that from the rest? Because
if Rebbe's saying it's all totally in the takana of the funai, that's so the gemara.
Yeah, that's the gemara. That's the gemara. Says it's because of the funai. The chutzlar says. Okay, now chur, there's a whole other way to answer Tosis kasha. Ad kedekach that the Beis Shmuel makes us a kasha and Tosas who doesn't think in these terms. And what's makes it even more interesting is that it's something you can see a number of Rishonim. You see it in the Ritva, you see it in the Rambam, but you also see it in the Tur. That to me is very much of a chiddush, because the Tur is who, of course? The Tur is related to the Rush. The Tur is the son of the Rush. Yaakov Balaturim is the Ben Harash. And he doesn't make any mention that he's saying different than his father. I don't know what to say. But let's start with the Rambam. The Rambam, Hilchas Gerishin, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Beis, I gave it to you. Let's read the whole Rambam. Zok the Rambam, Nichtam Nitzas Haget Befanav. V'nechtam Kulo Befanav. So some of the get was written Befanav, and the Chasima was entirely Befanav. Notice how he starts. The Rambam's not yet by the Kankomisa. Just nichtav nixas haget b'fanav. So it depends. Im b'ksaso harishon hu, harei ze om b'fani nichtav, u b'fani nechtam, afilu lo nichtav bo elo shita achas b'fanav. So the Rambam paskin so far this is who's shita, not Rav Achi, but Rav Elazar. But notice immediately, even with Rav Elazar, the Rambam makes clear that the kula of Rav Elazar, of shita achas, is relating to the ksiva, but you still need to say what? Befanai nechtam kula. Means both chasimos and the stomach means beginning to end, chayra also, the whole chasima. You saw it all. You saw them signing. What is shita achas for the Rambam? The Rambam doesn't explain. The Magid Mishnah sounds like he quotes Rashi in the second parak, sounds like he's learning the Rambam that way, but it means that he's made on the entire part of the get that needs lishmat, shem ish v'isha v'zman. The Lechem Mishnah thinks that maybe the Rambam could go more likely like Tosfos. That the Shita Achas means whatever is in the Shita Achas, which is Aschola v'ksiva, which is lishma, and then whatever else needs lishma, you can assume it's good enough, and the Rambam holds that's also good. But it's only true as far, that's, mistama sima lishma, mistama, right, that's all in the ksiva. The Rambam continues in the same vein with Rav Ashi. Va'afilu shama kol ha'kumus, kosev. Here, apparently, the Rambam is going with which pshat of Rashi? What does it sound like? Perish the second pshat. That he heard the kol ha'kumus, Again, and obviously there was some indication of the Lishma, the Stam, that means in the context of that. Whether it was the whole thing or part, that's also Mashmi Magen Mishnah, he only heard part of the Kolos. That's what sounds like Magen Mishnah. The same way that the Shita Achas was what he was made on the Ksiva, so there was a little bit of the Kol HaKumus. V'chasmu ha'edin b'fanav. And he saw the Chasima with his eyes. Ha'reizom fa'nechta fa'nechta. Then he goes on with it, so for Rishuk, that's the next piece of Gemara. So Mefurish in the Rambam, that the Kula that you have, Ben Lefi Rav Elazar of Shita Achas, Ben Lefi Rav Ashi of Kankumba, so the Ram Paskins, like the second Pshat of Rashi, it's only a Kula within the Fani Nechtav. But Fani Nechtav still needs to be stated that he mamish saw the Chasima, so you find in the Ritva as well. This constitutes the Eidos on the Ksiva. The Ritva says this is because of Rava, that's the Ritva Shitaso, Rava would not be enough. But then he says, even if he Rava says the Ritva, Dafka al Aksibu de Samchinon, Avalo al Achasima, El Dibina de Chazir el Gamri, Vizeb Barur. And then lastly, the Tur. Here it gets really interesting that the Tur would say this, Chayra, it's against his father, the Rash. Says the Tur, Kuf Membeis. He goes with the. Starts with the Ein Sarach Shiyah Yamer Shiyah Chal Kos Sivas Lak Shiyas Chal Sof Lich Tav Befanav Afil Lo Rami Ak Siva Klal Gishatikin Ak Klaf Ak Komis Lik Kosvo Amalich Tov Bo Aget Gishmo Vlishma Sagi. That's the Pshat of Tikin Ak Komis Vein Sarach Shiyah Rach Akach Yakirenu. He holds you don't have to have the Tfiyas Ay in who also Shatikin Kim Estama Kim Isha Amalich Tov Saget Bisha Shatikin Kein Asu. However, that wouldn't be good because it had to be something that's mamish samach to the ksiva. So Stam, he heard some words and then the get came to him. That wouldn't be good enough. You had to be something mamish right before. Okay. The Rashi Piresh. Afigo Rash Shum Davar. This is the second pshat. El Shama Havaras Hakumas Al Kaf Shekola Nishma B'Shas Ksiva Sagi. Because that dafka b'ksivas haget, aber b'chasimaso, kol mokim shetzarach lomer fani nechta, fani nechta m'sarach sheyira, kol ha'chasimos mitchila b'atzof. What does that mean? It means the two chasimos. And nestama, the lashon of the Torah is mashma, not only that, but let's say it takes about 20 seconds to sign the full name, so-and-so, one name, two names, then, so-and-so. It sounds like all of that he had to see, not just the first beginning of the first letter of his name that he was Lishma. Sounds mamish beginning to end. Certainly both chasimos, and certainly he had to see. So, chayra, the question is on Tosus. Tosus is wondering, and the Rosh is asking, Maishna Misuma. The answer is Pashut. According to all these Rishonim, the Rambam, the Ritva, the Chedisha Ritva, the Tur. What's the answer to the kasha? Why can a summa not bring a get? I can komisa. What's the answer? Fani nechtam, you have to see. So for that, the summa is going to be disqualified. This is not my ha'ara. Who points this out? The Beis Shmuel. Because what the Torah says is also found its way into the Shulchan Aruch. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins also. That chasima he has to have seen. The lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is kimat the lashon of the Tur. A few shemas, what the Rambam here is more lashon of Rambam. Kol kumas kosev b'chasvo eden b'fan of hezam v'nech me'nechta. V'chein mashma b'tur. A few nishma kol mikol sima. Chor tamua zok the beis mudaha. Kosvo tosus v'rash the enga hachshe suma de kol kumas. Shem the nira kishek erim yoma. That's the reason that the Rash gives, and he says that's what tosus means in yom v'nechta v'nechta. The East really the Chasima go mahani kol kumis afim mishena suma ma'ikshem misuma. What the whole kasha doesn't start. So kinira rabosai, I don't know what to say about Tur versus Rash, but kinira there is a machokis on a very important nekuda here. What do we see? Can this kula that we see within Shitas Ravashi, can it carry over as well? Is it equally valid for the Chasima that you can go with the Kankomisa, be it Rashi's first pshat, be it Rashi's second pshat, that you don't have to have seen the Chasim at all. You can rely on the fact that there was the Tikkun HaKlaf, or you can rely on the call of the Kulmas, and therefore you know that it was all done Lishma, Bein Ksiv, Bein Chasima. That apparently is what Tosfos holds, and the Rush holds, and therefore they have to come up with the distinction that they do, that Summa is still no good because it's Nasi Kishikra, as the Rush says at Bedas HaTosfos, or the other Nechilk of the Rush, because he needs the Tzvi HaZayin. But really, the Kula is just as much relevant to Chasima. Or do we say no? The Rambam, the Ritva, the Tur, no. It's only on Ksiva and Chasima. So let's figure out, where is this coming from? Why are they being more machmir, these Rishonim, and where does Tosfos differ from that? Why would these Rishonim assume that the Kulas of Ravashi only hold for Ksiva and not for Chasima? What should be the difference? Now then, think Rabba and think Rabba. Okay? Okay? Someone show up. What's the choice?
Is the Beis Shmuel just pointing out
it's not essentially, yes. He gives us a Tzarach Iyun on why Tosfos asked a Kasha. Or the other way around, why the Shulchan Aruch thinks that there's a difference. Tosfos thought it was a Kasha. Obviously, there is no difference. I mean, either way, he's showing you it's not they're not reconcilable. These are different Mahalchim. So, like, that's essentially his point. That, you know, Tzarach Iyun on the Shulchan Aruch, you see, Tosfos didn't think that way. The Rosh didn't think that way. But the Torah did. So, why would it be different? So think Rabba, think Rabba. Let's try Rabba. It's a little bit easier. That'll go easier, right? This is how you have to look at the sugya. Always look at the game. Rabba, Rabba, what? So why could we explain? We can explain those Rishonim that say, the funny Nechtam, you need to have seen the Chasima. There's no coolest that Ravashi is telling us. Only on the funny Nechtam. No, for Rabba, it's easy. No, tell me. Fry, no. Yeah, and what about funny Nechtam? Oh, the kulas that we have within Fanei Nechtav, so we have more leniencies, because you can still fulfill what the purpose of Fanei Nechtav, even when you do it in this more abbreviated way, with Kalkumasa. But Lamaisa, there's the hecker that you have. Right? Tosfos pointed out in the other direction. Tosfos was asking, you should have enough of the hecker of Fanei Nechtav. No. It has to be the ikar part of the get. Okay, fine. But if you have the part of the get, that's the Yikr part of get, and you have just the Shita Rishona, or if you only have the Kan Kolnisa, be it get either Pshat or Bat, good, but that's the good, the Takana is this kind, the Fanei Nechtav makes this distinct and separate from Kiyum, the Alma, people won't confuse this with Kim Shtar's Beidachat, so that's why Fanei Nechtav has this Kula. On the other hand, the Fanei Nechtav is about what? What's the Yikr Takana for? Mishum Kiyum. You want to make sure that there won't be an era of Mesuyah if you want to head off you want to create a kiyum that will counter against the era of Baal. No. So what's the standard that's required? Even though it's one a kula of 1:8, but essentially what do you need to do? You need to tell me that you know the chasimus, you saw the chasimus. There's no wiggle room here. So for Rav Rabosai, you understand well these Rishonim, right? That the kula is only on the ksiva, not on the chasim. Okay. Now a little harder part, right? Let's say, let's go with Rabba. And there are Rishonim who will ultimately go everything with Rabba. And Rashi may be that one of those Rishonim, right? Oh, so now let's think hard. So why would it be for these Rishonim that their Kula of Ravashi, for example, and for the Rabbam, even Rabba of Elazar's Kula, but let's go Ravashi now, is only for the din of Fanei Nechtav and not Fanei Nechtav. It's Halacha of Takana Meikra Din to say Fanei Nechtav because of Lishma. So why for Lishma can we make this shortcut of Kan Komisa? But for the Fanei Nechtam, we need Eidus Gemura that you saw the Chasimus. So you have what to work with. You have enough Chomer from what we've seen in earlier Gemaras and other Rishonim. Yeah?
Local versus global shot, like Lishma, since it's not as severe because it's only by get, so we're willing to have a Shia.
I hear. Okay. I hear.
I was going to say similar in the way that Kiyum Shtaros in general, you can't take any shortcuts.
Can you bring me some back up some of what you're saying? Have we seen any indication before in any Rishonim that can help us with this? Yeah, Aaron?
The Ran and Torah skipping that the Fanei Nechtav, even according to Rabba, also does accomplish Kiyum.
So therefore, that's making it better or worse for us. If anything, you're making things a little worse. What we want to try to do here is try to separate the two. What we're trying to do, again, tease this out here. The funny nechtav is for lishma, for that a lower standard suffices. Funny nechtav, which is rabbi sked rabba, right? So there's kiyum, So there we need, on a higher standard, we need the real abis. Okay, what am I thinking about? What comes to mind? What should come to mind? I want something else. We had it not too long ago.
The funny kiyum or snickers.
No. Think Mipik Savam. What do we see about Mipik Savam with one of the Rishonim? Masha and one of the Rishonim. Remember? You're thinking about Ilein, right? Yeah, so what do we say? That the Gemara, that had we talked about Ilein in the case of the Mishnah in the Yachaloma, had it been an Ilein, it's not an Ilein, it's someone else, but had it been an Ilein, then we can understand why it's Kayim B'chosmav. But as far as Lishma, we can make do with Mipik Savam. Remember this? Who are that? That's why the Ravinah Ba, the Gemara, yeah? Tosus Harash. Go back to that Tosus Harash on the top of Daf Heil Mer Aleph. Again, those who remember the Sugya. When the Gemara initially quoted this Mishnah of later, Eliyahu HaLomer, and they had built the Kasha on Rabbah, based on Rav Yosef Sukimta, that it was a case of Bikeach, and then he was Mischaresh. So the question was, why did we have to run through the scoop of the Havinamba until we brought Rav Yosef Sukimta in order to make the Kasha on Rabbah? Remember that was the Ha'ara of the Masha and Tosef Rush. And Tosef Rush said something fantastic here. He said that the Gemara needed to bring it because there would have been a possible way for Rabbah to work this out. That the Mishnah says, Iskayim b'chosma v'eino yachaloma. What do you mean? Had it been a case of Ilein, had the case of the Mishnah Daf Tes been, maybe get in yachaloma because he's an Ilein, then we have a good mahalach of why Rabbah could live very comfortably with this Mishnah of Iskayim b'chosma. Why? Because, says the Tosafot, there's a fundamental difference between the funai according to Rabbah on the Shema and the funai according to Rava of Kiyum. Namely, he says, because what is the Lishma? It's not an Edus Gemura. Stam Safi Migma Gmiri. It's only about the Razbi Alma. And therefore, you can have the Edus of the Fanai said Mitoch HaKsav to accomplish what? To accomplish Lishma. However, when you Kiyum Aget, Haggadah the Ilim will have Haggadah, and therefore you would need formal Kiyum. The Ilim would be able to do Mitoch HaKsav for the Inyan of Lishma, but not for Kiyum, and this also the Masha, if you remember, right? So let's use that over here. The Eidus of Kiyum is fundamentally different than the Eidus of Lishma. The Befanei Nichtav for Rabbah is because of Lishma, so it suffices to have a lower standard. So for Rabbah, for Befanei Nichtav, we can go ahead and do it in a bridged way with Kol Kum Misa and so on. But Befanei Nichtav, that's Kiyum. Kiyum needs to be a full-fledged Eidus. Out there, be'ikvos to Tosus HaRash and the Masha. I think that would be how Rabbah would work it out. For Rabbah, we have an easier mahalach. Right? Rabbah says, this is Asil Chufay and this is Kiyum. For Rabbah, the final nechav is because of Lishma, but it's not the same level. It's not Eidus. It's not the same kind of thing. It's only to, Robekina, it's only to be, not there shouldn't be a las. That's how he explained it. Okay, yes. Nechtam is Misad Kiyum, that you need to be made mamish that you saw v'chasimus, like you. And now I want to ask everybody the following question. If Tosus disagrees, and the rest disagrees, and they hold that the Kula of Ravashi would also work on Bifanei Nechta, why is that? What are the possibilities? What do you think?
You said 2 days ago, right? Yesterday, that he's going within Rava, and Tosus and Afkel are going within Rava, so saying,
okay, and why would it work? But isn't there a fundamental difference in the levels between Kiyum and Shema? What about this defense that we're making right now? So you have two ways you can go here. You can say that Tosus holds that this is considered Kiyum too. Now, I ask you, would such a thing be enough for Eidus Kiyum when you have Shnei Eidim? If they were to have a Kol Kumisa, and they would hear that the Eidim are signing, you know, and they know that, I guess how you have the equivalent of that for the chasimos, I'm not sure. But could such a cool work, exactly the case, I'm not sure, but could it work like here? Is this might be called an Eitz Gemura? Or would Tosis be of the opinion that it's a kula within Bifanai? So the kula Bifanai is not just within Rabbah's Bifanai, it's even within Rabbah's Bifanai, even within the, meaning that which Rabbah said, right, even within Bifanai Nachta. But you couldn't extrapolate and have such a type of a kula within Kiyum in general. That's what I'm not sure about. Now, for Tosis to be arguing, and the Rush to be arguing, you can either assume that this is enough of a standard that could work everywhere, or it's only because Ravashi is making a kula in Kiyum in Bifanai, but it's not just Bifanai within Bifanai Nechta, it's even within Bifanai Nechta. Yeah.
Why?
Because maybe Bikui Bifanai Shanu Kan. Bifanai is still just like Mishami Guna Kihu Barabanan for one aid. So they will also make that the aidus of Bifanai will even allow it to be something short of actual seeing it. It's an extra level in the Mishami Guna Kihu Barabanan. Or, with Tosafot, that this such an idea could even work in general as well, beyond Bifanai. That's what I'm not sure. But again, according to Yizad Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins that way, Bifanai Nechta, that has to be a real Bifanai Nechta, not anything of the sort that we have in our Gemara. Yeah.
We also said, I think Brian was trying to say the Meiri recently, that it's not Eitz Gemura. We just saw that even more recently.
You mean all Bifanai is Eitz Gemura, right?
By Rashi, why didn't Rashi say like Rith Vivitha? By Brian, Rashi say Tzakot Eitz, that's why you need three.
Right. So even within Rabba. So that's another reason why it's a Kula and Bifanai, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see Vayter the Gemara. So Gemara brings the Vayter Ravashi. So the Matanik Abasid Ravashi, we have a Braisa supporting Ravashi's halacha that even Kankumis says enough. Hamibi get Medina Sayam, says the Braisa, a Mashiach get Medina Sayam, a few Huba Bais, the Sofer Ba'aliyah. Even if he, the Shliach, is in the lower story, and the Sofer writing the get is in the upper story, in the attic, or the other way around, Huba Aliyah, the Sofer Ba'bais, or if the Shliach is in the upper story and the Sofer is below, even if he's going in and out, we'll soon see what that means. Who is going in and out all day long? Kasha. So meanwhile, it talks about cases, including cases where seemingly the shliach would not have seen the actual tzeiva. Why? Who babais the sofer ba'aliyah? If the case where the shliach is below and the sofer is above, so there's no way to know and to see in terms of vision. Who halakachazile? You're not seeing the sofer, right? And it says that that's good enough when you maybe give the insayam to be made the funai. Elulav ki go into shama kan kumasok kamigilta. Must be like the case of Ravashi. So this braisa would support Ravashi. Amamar. So now the Gemara analyzes more carefully the fine print of this braisa. It says, afilu nechlas v'yotzei kol yom kula kasha. Even he's going in and out all day long. Man, who are we talking about? Who's going in and out? Ilei mashliach. If it's the shliach that's going in and out to where the sofer is, hashta hu babayis v'sofer ba'aliyah, delo chazilei, amid kasher. In a case where you're below and the sofer is above, so imamish don't see him, and you tell me that's good, nichnas v'yotzei mibayis, so it's obvious if you're going in and out, then obviously it's going to be kasher, because it's even more of a supervision, you could say, of seeing the get written, because you're going in and out. And the premise is in the Gemara that you're going in and out to where the sofer is, not to where you are. You're going in you know, you're nichnas to where the sofer is. So it's a kal v'chomer, right? Now here it's interesting because what were the pshat of who babais the sofer ba'aliyah? That was the kan komisa. And kan komisa had two perushim. First pshat of Rashi was Tikkun HaKlaf. So the Gemara says it's a Kal V'chomer. From that, Nichnas V'yotzei, it's obvious. It's even better. What was the other pshat? Nichnas V'yotzei is certainly better. It's more obvious. What's the other pshat of Rashi? Kan Komisa? Where you heard the ink, you heard the writing. So what did you hear? You heard the writing of the beginning, or you heard the writing the entire time? Not clear in Rashi. So here, the Tosafot Rashi assumed, I think, because he says, this Gemara, this Kashya of the Gemara, is a ride to the first Pshat of Rashi, says Tosafot Rashi. Why? Because then I understand why it's more pashut. It's more pashut nichnas v'yotze than a case of kol kumisa. But if you go with the second pshat of Rashi, he says, wait, there's something better in the kol kumisa. Why? Because there you heard the entire get being written. True, you weren't there physically seeing it, but you heard it all. And here, what are you doing? You're only coming in intermittently. So maybe that is a few nechnas v'yotzei. So what's the most kasha for nechnas v'yotzei mibayit? So this is why the Tosef Rashi says, I think this would be a raya to the first pshat of Rashi. You saw this Tosef Rashi. Yes, he says, Amar ben Meir, Shem ben Shmuel Rabo, Mikan Mashmer, Kan Kumis, Zel Tikkun HaKumis. That's why Nichnas V'yotzei is better. Because if you're telling me Nichnas Tikkun HaKumis is enough, you have to see anything more than Tikkun, the Hechsher of the Get, then if. But Huba Bais Vesofa Baliyah and Yachalur as Klal, but if Nefarish call Kumis, can other Fe Huba Bais Vesofa Baliyah, Shem 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 I don't know. Could be that even the second pshat of Rashi is not on the entire writing, and then it's not a kasha. But he assumed that it was, so that was his ha'arav. Yes.
Could it be that
nechnas
v'yotzei means that it's going into the room of the sofer and back?
So that's what Tosa going to point out. We'll see Tosa in a second. That's what the Gemara assumes. He's going into the sofer.
Wouldn't that be better then? Because sometimes he's doing it through Shmia, sometimes doing it through
Riyah. No, so you're telling a different there. So you're saying maybe on balance it's still a bigger chi. I hear. Because of Maisa is physically in his presence, right. So even though it's not entirely, it's also more pashut. But that's already a shiko, that's not so pashut. I hear what you're saying. So even if Rashi means the entire time, but still there's a Mila that might even be overwhelming the other Mila, that the other one was the entire time, but this is Mamish in his presence. I hear. Okay, it's a good time. Could be also like that. There's two ways you can deflect the Raya, the Tosef Rashi. I hear. But you have to know if that's really so. You can kind of see a Mila in both directions. Yes, Benson.
It is also be good for the Rosh, because you have to see it.
The Tvias Ayin of the Rosh. So that's just seeing the Ksav. But maybe in terms of the, you're saying, so why is it a bigger Chiddush? Why is it a smaller Chiddush? It's be Nechus the Yotze. Either way, you saw the Ksav, though. So that would be, you'd have that either way. So you would be still be equal in that regard.
So then it wouldn't be?
No, so then the Gemara could ask a Kasha that Nechus the Yotze in the Bayit. So you have an advantage, at least you saw him part of the time. And here you didn't see him at all. Okay, so the Gemara says Elmas El Sofer. So let's go back. So what does it mean Nechnas V'yotzei? So it cannot mean that you, the Shliach, are going in and out, because that's to be obvious. Because if it's true that you don't have to see him at all, then certainly you can come in, and it would be even better than that. So it must be the Sofer is going in and out. So Pshita Mishum De Nechnas V'yotzei Nefseline. So what, we would pass the get because the Sofer went out? The case is like this. Not that he had to go in and out of the room, he had to, you know, face for some small thing. No, he went out to the market where there's a lot of people. But us, and then he came back. So now, what could we think maybe happened? Maudetema, inishachrin ashkeche, some other person found him. And this other person happens to be what? The same name, and the wife the same name. But us, v'amar, told right again, v'amalei, kamash v'lad. So what would be the issue? That maybe, according to Rashi, once again, the issue has to do with what Nakuda, that maybe the sked was not Lishma. Rashi says, "Denafek Lishuka Sofa Yatzel Lishuka Makam Shiyeh Sham Bnei Adam Harbe." A lot of people now, right? A lot of people. You mix with our people. You see a lot of Yosef and Shimon's who have wives by name Rachel, whatever. So Malutem Inish Achvina Askechesh Shmok Shazeh. But Amal Rechtav Lo Get. Now let's understand. Lamaisa, is this our chash Rabbi said? Is this something we should be worried about? What happened to Robert Kinhane? What happened to Stamford McMeeby? So what is the point? What does this Maldetema mean? Given the sofer having gone to the shuk, and could be something happened, so where does the problem lie? Is it our chash? What is the problem? That therefore we should not accept, what should we accept as a fulfillment of the takana? No, yeah, right. We can't, right. We should not rely on this Nefanai. That's the point. This, what is Bifani Nachman Nachtam about? It's the takana was a shliach has to be made on the tzibah being a shma. In a situation of Nechnas V'yotzei where it goes to the shuk, I understand we ourselves anyway we may not be choshish, but we're metaken that he has to say lishma. So a fulfillment of the takana I don't have, because given the fact that the possibility lends itself, he didn't watch the guy at the shuk, he didn't see that there wasn't a guy who came over to him, so his edus is deficient. No, the problem is not our anuch shas that we're creating. It's that we failed the takana. You follow me? That's the mouth of the tema, that the takana has not been complied with. The edus of the shliach has to speak to what? The fact that it was b'fanei nechtam, which means that it was lishma. Can this edus fulfill that, filling that information? Given the shtofa having left and come back and meeting other people along the way, which allows for the possibility, again, however remote, that there was some other person that he met up with. So the shliach who didn't cover his bases, because that already he can't know about that. So the shliach's edus is deficient. That's the nekuda in the gemara. Pashut. That's what the gemara does mean. A new chashash that we're creating, but it's that the befana is deficient. No, Rabosai, here too, the Ravid comes to this gemara and says, no, Rabosai, this gemara is a raya that halacha ke rabba. Seemingly another indication that we should be pasnei rabba, because this gemara is discussing a chesar and the befana based on the shema. According to Rava, it's a berachufe. So what, this could be a chesaron and a chufe? Again, maybe we could plug in some of what we said before, possibly. If the befana nichtav of a chufe has to do with lishma, then you still have to be made on the lishma in a full proof way, perhaps. Ramban has another suggestion, and maybe this ma'od etema is a whole different issue. Not the way Rashi learns that it has to do with lishma, but the Ramban suggested say it might even be not about shliach at all. Yesh wrote to Lomar. Say for Lamish, maybe should suffer my nachum v'shmeach. I feel if suffer balia, ain choshishin shema lo kosvo. Stam, maybe he never wrote the get. No, maybe this is what it is. Let's see, what is he saying? Maybe it's... No, he's still saying Lishma. Where did we see this? Now let's go back to the previous paragraph, maybe. Hadassanya, I feel he's a nexus koyam kua kasha, kim visofer, kach nirali, the milsa aresha kaimat. I feel who babais the sofer balia, kim shamalo balk soblius aget, who shamea ko kumis kasha. The ain omrim, get fesha horid lomin halia, lo get fesha shama koksivaso. El hayatolin lo hakel bedavar. It can be safe. I feel yotza self min aliyah leshuk v'chaz v'hishkam v'zeh shama klal kumis inom shem ish acham etzal v'lo kasav get sheschilu b'shmo b'shem iro shosheni v'get zeh. I'm not sure if this is what he's dafka answering this kasha or not. Maybe it's before. Did anyone see this Ramban I'm referring to? He tries to miyasha the raya of the Ravid from this part of the Gemara. Maybe it's here. Look, we have to know. How will be miyasha the kasha from here? Maybe we could say what we said before, that it's still going to have to be an Eidus on Lishma anyway. It could be to Ramban later on Chav Gimel that I want to do it. Take a look. What does Tosu say? I feel who babayis? Lo bari l'meimar, I feel nechnas v'yotzi babayis kama. Yotzi v'nechnas mashma l'makam shah sofer kosit. In other words, it has to be, it's mashma, it's, you're coming into the sofer, not to where you are. Okay, so this is the Gemara. Questions. Yeah.
Does the Gemara have to bring from the first case of he's in the bias and so is in the Aliyah? I have also brought that he's in the Aliyah and so is in the bias.
Well, no, because then assuming that would be the case where he would notice, because imagine if he's above, then he can see what's happening below. Maybe that's what it means. In other words, and then he is Chazilei. The Aliyah, you can see the bias. Maybe that's what it is, no?
That was not that.
Sofer, yeah? Who babayis sofer aliyah, how can if it's who babayis sofer babayis, then maybe it's kachazile. In the top story, you can see the lower story. That's what I thought maybe it means. Again, I want to be madgish what I just said, that the Gemara's mal de tema, the chesaron lies in the ability to be made, not in our own chashash. Again, what about the Ravid's kasha? That's what the Rambam brings out in the very beginning, that the Ravid brought a raya from this Gemara as well, that we paskin like Rabbah, in the first paragraph of the Ramban, that's mashma, v'had esanya afil nechaz yodz koyin koi, v'ukim na besof mal de tema dil menesh afin ashkechei, kamashmalan mashma de chashina lishma. So that was one of the rayas of the Ravid. Again, we could use what we said before as well, that if there is a takana, that if a rabbi as well, you have to made lishma. So the problem lies in you're not being made lishma. But you have to look carefully at this other Ramban that I mentioned right now, what the Ramban is doing there exactly, and it could be the Ramban Achav Gimel. Either way, for tomorrow night, we're going to go weiter. So we're going to move on to Bado. Okay.
Is there the same for the